to carry on the hopes and dreams. The world needs universal income, world passports, free homes for all families, real schools that produce meaningful results, wise tutors, and free and open libraries filled with lectures and beautiful narrated books. In return, we ask the younger generations to lead the world to peace, to protect the hope of world peace. Imagine inviting world students to speak at United Nations, to enlighten and inspire the government, the presidents and prime ministers, and tasking them with protecting and advancing equality and liberty all around the world. This is how we honor the younger generations and the future of humankind. Let knowledge become peppered with great ideas as soon as possible, while there is still time to dream seemingly impossible dreams. After all, we are just temporary caretakers of this world. We are one chain link that connects to countless future generations yet to make an impact. The cultures within which we grow must encourage us to wisdom, to looking back for the most precious ideas that do us justice and making them better. The search for wisdom is a critical component in our growing up. Knowledge alone is not enough. Let me show you what a great being who appreciates wisdom sounds like. See Cornel West's interview in the opening of Examined Life by Astra Taylor. The quotes that leap into that man's mind as he speaks do not come from him being a teacher alone. They come from his kingdom of knowledge, from his memory palace, from the books that changed his life, from the hopes he will never let go of. He is not just quoting other people. He is rising on the shoulders of giants, same as the giants upon whose shoulders he now stands. They too built on the highest of heights that the generations previous to them have reached. It is as simple as that, to carry on the best ideas of the previous generations forward and to make them even more meaningful. When hearing a philosopher speak, it is not about agreement, but appreciation of the unique wisdom being shared. Just like trees prefer a particular clime, minerals, and length of seasons, so does every great being grow from within a particular mix of ideas. But all great beings eventually converge on wisdom. In peace, in kindness, and in great appreciation and great respect. As unique as the tree at the root, very much the same in hopes and dreams at the highest of heights. Greatness is unique, but universal. It connects the human family together. Wisdom is an infinite thing. There is no end to it. It is very childish to hope to contain all wisdom. It is a mountain range of many peaks. It is a tree of many branches. And all the authentic heights are equally powerful, equally beautiful, and equally endless. The collection of the many infinite branches of wisdom is the single most important gift we have for the younger generations. The gift has been sown into countless books that the world, in its unshakable reason, holds in highest esteem. And yet, we send the little ones to schools that turn them away from books, pointing them towards meaningless grades. We sell many on the idea of free college for the mere price of joining the military, to fight in wars we do nothing to prevent. Real education can only be stolen for so long, because in the absence of teachers, the students become teachers. Eventually, they will take to thousands of books on their own and go around ineffective education and meaningless jobs. Parents should make sure that education is meaningful, that the hopes and dreams of universal equality and liberty are evolving well. At the very least, we must remind the students to become great lovers of wisdom. We have to help them to understand that they are meant to become great beings. From knowledge and adventure emerges wisdom and strength, and that in turn serves as the foundation for greatness and foresight.